Coach Houston after the USF game.
Certainly very disappointed with the outcome of the ball game. It's not what we expect from ourselves. It's not what we want to be. Too many critical errors at the wrong time that we put ourselves in bad situations and did not take advantage of some opportunities we had. And you can't do that if you're gonna win a ball game against a good football team in this conference. So when I took the job, I knew that things were going to be tough getting it turned around. I knew that there were going to be some ups and downs this year, but that doesn't make it any easier. You know, our expectations are to get things fixed as fast as possible. And none of us, players, coaches, none of us accept this. This is not who we want to be. Doesn't take anything away from South Florida. They're a good football team. Obviously, they had some guys that had some big days for them. But we expect to compete at a higher level than this.
Coach, the first half of the last three games is just pitching a big home.
Yeah.
Can you identify what happened those two halves?
Oh, yeah. Two turnovers in the red zone. I mean, you punch those two in, you know, the tide of the game is completely different. You know, the one got returned, you know, almost the distance. And, you know, we had opportunities, you know, to where it would have been, you know, kind of a blow-for-blow kind of deal. You know, it could have been, you know, something, you know, 21-17 one way or the other kind of game there at halftime. It could have been that kind of ball game at the half. But we can't make those critical errors down there in the red zone. And that's, 2 weeks in a row that we've done that, and you got to capitalize down there on that end of the field. And you know, so well, you know, coach, you got young guys out there playing. Well, no, I understand that, but you know, they got to learn from their mistakes, and they don't make the mistake the next time. You know, we gotta make sure that we are getting better, and we are learning from the mistakes that we do make.
Coach, did you see anything going in about the tackling that the guys were? Cause it seemed like they struggled worse than they struggled all year.
Yeah. I think we did. I told them, I said, you're going to be a reflection of how you practice. I really had to climb a couple of them's butt this week about tackling in practice, about our thud tackling. And I took one older player to the side and I said, yeah, you didn't like me jumping on you on Wednesday when I got on you about how you know, your technique right there and you hesitating. I said, but right now you see how important it is. We've got to make ourselves do the things in practice that we expect to do on game day. We've got to improve our tackling. It was, you know, that was obvious to everyone in the stadium tonight that we did not do a great job, and we have been getting better. But obviously, we got to have a great week this week.
Jacquez Evans coming in for them at quarterback, was that something that you expected in any way, or is that completely kind of out of the balloon?
Well, you know, you had the feeling that if 17, if he was going to be the guy, that you could see some kind of combination right there. And certainly, I watched the quarterbacks pretty closely during pregame warmups, and he's a talented athlete. But I thought they had a really good plan with him. He did a great job right there.
Coach, the opening kickoff was.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Steven.
3:47 on the ground.
It yep.
It seemed like maybe early in the game, struggling
with
the defensive runs.
Yeah, we did. Well, I mean, I think that they did. They had a good plan, and you know, it's. You know, those counters and stuff like that, you've got to see the pullers and you got to fit it correctly. And especially, you know, you get a quarterback run game, you know, you usually have a hat for a hat and a free hitter. You know, but quarterback run game, somebody's got to win. You know, because they basically have a hat for every hat you got, and then the quarterback's the guy. So, you know, that's what makes that, you know, that style of a deal so tough to defend. So I thought that, I thought they had a great plan to use Evans right there.
Coach, the opening kickoff was obviously a highlight.
Yep.
And not really able to sustain the momentum as they drove and scored, but certainly a big play to start the game.
It was a great way to start the day. You know, the stadium was electric. Great job by return team. Great job by Tyler. you know, we've been talking all year that we thought we had that ability. We just gotta, you know, we gotta keep working at it. And you know, it's good to see us finally make the play. And you know, if we could have gotten a stop there on defense, I mean, what a great way to start, you know, start the game off. But I did think that you know, they took a little bit of wind out of our sails the way, you know, they drove the ball down and scored. So you know, but good job right there by Tyler and the, you know, kickoff return team.
Coach, after a loss like tonight, what is the biggest key to moving forward?
The biggest key is, number one, us all being committed that's not who we want to be. You know, when we look at the film tomorrow, we're going to see the mistakes that are correctable, the mistakes that, you know, caused us to lose tonight, and the things that we know we can fix. But you got to be committed to fix them every single day. You got to be just as committed to fix them on Tuesday and Wednesday as you are tonight. I mean, right now you're feeling the effects of your mistakes. You know, but it's one of those things. We've got to continually push ourselves to get better every single day. I told the players in there, I care for them deeply. I love them. You know, we're committed to this group. We've got to all be committed. We're not going to be mopey. We're not going to be pouty. You know, we're going to be determined. We're going to have our heads held high. And we're going to come ready to practice tomorrow. And we're going to get ready for Cincinnati. Good football team coming in here. One of the better teams in the country. I don't know what they did today, but, you know, I expect them to come in here and have a great plan and challenge us. And we've got to be ready to go. So we've got to have a great week of practice.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.